Oh, you're ready?
No, I'm not ready yet, though. He forgot to put that rulers of gold on there.
Oh, it's pretty easy. The bookmarks?
No. I don't see one. Finding representative, I don't see one.
Look the arrow.
Yes, the reserve report.
Look at the arrow on the far right.
That's not the one, no. Arbitrary of all income tax agencies in America. Far worse than the IRS. They make IRS look like good boys. So that question comes up about them a lot. What I do with the California, you know, IRS is no problem or a lot easier, but California, you know, what do we do about that? Does the law apply to me? Do I have to file income tax if I live and work in California or not? So we're going to address that issue in this presentation. And then, of course, I'll be taking your questions afterwards as well on this topic or any other topic you guys are interested in with freedom. We have three calls already from area code 904-949-9561 calling about the California. So hang in there, guys. We're going to get to all your questions. And somebody has a question also by a letter also. So we get all your questions, folks, momentarily. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will cover this topic about California income tax. If you live and work in California, are you required to file and pay California state income tax or not? And if so, how do you deal with them? Because it's well known that California is one of the most communist states within the American states. Okay, it's looked at as being the highest tax state in the country. And they're very well organized, aggressive, and lawless. How do you deal with them? Well, we'll cover that topic as we discuss the legality of the issue. So with that, let's go first talk about federal. But I will tell you this. The IRS, the California Franchise Tax Board, you know, they follow the federal law and federal forms, as you shall see. So if you're required by federal definitions to file and pay federal income tax, you have to pay California state income tax if you live and work in California or your money comes from California as well. So let's go look at those, what they are. Let's go to the federal first, okay? We have to cover the federal law because that's the foundation for California law. They don't have to do it that way, but California chose to have it be that way, okay? All right, let's go to it. Okay, so let's go to first to uscode.house.gov, the U.S. House of Representatives, okay? And on this page, they say the United States Code is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States, that is the federal government, and it is prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. This is where all the federal laws are listed for everybody to know. There's 50 titles or categories of law on different topics. As you will see, that title 26 is on the Internal Revenue Code, which is a federal tax laws, okay? So let's go to Title 26, okay? Internal Revenue Code, okay? That's federal taxes, okay? And in Chapter 79, they have definitions now. They are key, folks. These are absolute key, high defined things. Folks, I'm the kind of person. Okay, let me have the control of this, okay? Let me have the control of this. I'm going to mail through, let me do it, okay? All right, okay. Because I'm going to set a left right now. I understand. Okay. Can you give me control? I guess they're switched off. Okay. They're switched off. So I got it. They were switched off. I'll go by it. Anyhow, don't worry about that, folks. We have a little technical issues. So the definitions are extremely important, how you define things. For example, I'm a person that always for affirming your gender and for your care and life-saving. But what these communists call life-saving gender-affirming care, their logic is that I'm not a man in my body, I'm a woman, so if you don't change me by chemical castration of my body and mutilation of me and make me try to be a pretend female, I'm going to be so unhappy I'll kill myself. You see, it's how they define things. They call us in gender-affirming care, but it's not. It's not care. How's castration and mutilation of somebody care? And how do you affirm someone's gender when you destroy your damaging their gender? It's not gender-affirming care. But the media keeps telling you in our kids' minds in school, gender-affirming care, but it's not. It's anything but and the opposite of gender-affirming care. Same thing they're doing with these definitions in federal tax laws and even California income tax laws, as you will see shortly, okay? So in Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, Chapter 79, definitions, okay, they say that when used in this title, what title are we speaking about? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code. Here it is, the physical copy in my hand with about 10,000 pages of tiny font, gobbledygook, okay, that the definitions are hidden and near the back. So you don't see it easily. See, let's look at these key definitions, what they say. They define all kind of things like person that don't even need defining, but they want to give specific definitions because they can do so. And the definition for the United States is very revealing and interesting. The United States, when used in a geographical sense, that's what you want to know. The land mass that's covered is the one that we want to know of the United States, okay, includes only the state and the District of Columbia. Well, how about the term state? Well, state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia again only. That's all listed here where such construction is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. Yes, it is necessary to properly carry out the Title 26 tax laws. Understand the United States, the term means the District of Columbia plus states, and states is also District of Columbia. You have 2, 10, or 1,000 District of Columbias. Add them up, they still add up to only the District of Columbia. That's what the term United States means. Okay, now let's go to the Supreme Court Gould versus Gould about this topic in 1917 in a unanimous 9-0 decision in his tax case. Supreme Court tells us this clear words that in the interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levy taxes. So in understanding laws that interpret or impose taxes, it is established rule not to extend their provisions. Do not extend the provision of tax laws by implication. There's no implying, no assuming that 50 states are here in definition of the United States, because it's not here. You don't see California, Texas, New York. They are not there. You cannot assume that they are there. That is what the Supreme Court is telling us. Beyond the clear import of the language used, beyond what the law clearly shows it, or to enlarge their operation, enlarge the operation of tax laws so as to embrace matters not specifically. Something is not there. You cannot embrace or include it. It's not there. Again, you see here in section 7701, right, United States or state, does not include or embrace anything except the District of Columbia. That's all this that applies to. See, we have to follow what the Supreme Court tells us. So no, We covered this in other presentations as well. I'm not going to elaborate anymore on that topic. Let's go to California, because most of you already knew that anyways. What's California law says about this? California, after all, is a sovereign state. They do not have to follow the federal government. Remember, America is not one country. It is 50 countries in a union, folks. 50 countries in a union. Okay? So that being the case, you know, California can't follow federal law or not. It's completely their choice. Okay? So here it is. We're going to go to the leginfo.legislature.ca.gov. This is the official website of the state of California where all legislative information and laws are published. Okay? Here it is on this page. Okay, we have the topic of Part 10, personal income tax. And here it is. Article 1 is definition of gross income, adjusted gross income, and taxable income. Well, Section 17,071 through 17,078. And here it is, folks. Let's look at it. Article 1. Definition of gross income, adjusted gross income, and taxable income, right? Well, look at this, folks. The language is very similar. Section 61 of the Internal Revenue Code relating to gross income defined shall apply, except as otherwise provided. How about the next one? Section 62 of the Internal Revenue Code relating to adjusted gross income defined shall apply, except as otherwise provided. And guess what? 1703 says the same thing, similar thing, that Section 63 of the Internal Revenue Code relating to taxable income defined shall apply, except as otherwise provided. Wow. So this is very clear, folks, that, you know, these federal definitions apply to the state of California definition by choice. But there is more that I got to show you on this topic. Check this out. Look at the definition of the United States, 17,017. The United States, when used in the geographical sense, includes the states and the District of Columbia and the possessions of the United States are added. See, Puerto Rico, Guam, Samoan Islands, right, those are there. But look at the term state. Next, includes the District of Columbia and the possessions of the United States. How interesting that they don't mention anywhere in there the California or any other states. They mention the possession of the United States, about that, but not California. How about this? Section 17 of the 20 trade or business, folks, includes the performance of function of a public office. Same definitions that the federal law has on this issue also. 771A26, folks, trade or business has the exact same definition. Here's trade or business includes the performance of the functions of a public office. Wow. They're following verbatim federal definitions, as you can see here for yourself, folks, okay? So what does that mean? That means that you do not require to file federal income taxes. You have to file California state income tax either, unless you are someone from D.C. or possess the United States that also happens to be in California. Yes. So, okay. And if you perform a function of federal public office, right, and you happen to be in California, in those cases, you have to pay California state income tax. And also the California tax return also reflects the same. California resident income tax return, form 540. Okay? So you look on this form, go to the second page of it. When we start putting the numbers in on this form, look at that line 12. Enter wages from your federal forms, W-2. Oh. Look at that. That's the number you put that. Oh, look at this. Line 13, enter federal adjusted gross income from federal form 1040 or 1040 SR. So guess what? That means what? That means that if you have no legal requirement to file a federal income tax return, that means that the number on your federal tax return would be a zero. And if you put zero on your California state tax return form, you have zero tax liability. Very simple, isn't it? It's all consistent. How to deceive us into these definitions, you know, how we got to do things. We legally don't have to. Deceive us into believing we're slaves, even though we are not. And we let ourselves be slaves with ignorance. Okay? So, again, you see the 1040 form, and with the numbers from this U.S. individual income tax return, and that U.S. individual is a District of Columbia individual. That's right. Not the 50 states individual that we all think about. Okay? Now, let's look at California a little bit more carefully. So, California, what they do now, so here's the thing. Basically, you don't have to file income tax in California, and you can go on that. But California is very aggressive and very organized. Remember, Silicon Valley is in what state? California. So California got computerized, organized very early on, okay, and kept up updating their systems throughout the decades, as opposed to the IRS, federal, which is decades behind and still using 1960s computer technology, COBOL, and assembly language. So California, when you don't file a 1040 income tax confession draft form, they give you this demand for return or request for return. And you see what they do in this case. You see why you receive this notice. Well, they say you are required by law to respond to this notice. So they claim that, okay? We checked our records and did not locate your valid 2019 California income tax return. Our records show you received income from, but limited to this, whatever source you got here, okay? They take it from here. And what you need to do, so, you know, they tell you basically, you want you, you say, I filed a tax return, okay? You know, if that's the case, you know, let them know. You filed already, okay? I need to file a tax return, okay? And then they tell you to file your California tax return, or I'm a full-time California resident and need to know if I have a filing requirement. They have a bunch of questions for you. So, you know, option four is I'm a part-time or non-California resident and need to know if I have a filing requirement. Again, they have their certain questionnaire about doing the stuff that they got here. So they tell you where to get the forms about W-2 and they give you automated assistance. See, they don't give you real life people necessarily that easy. They'd rather be automated as much as possible, yeah, because they don't want to spend the time talking to you. They just want you to send your own money in. They have a questionnaire reply that they have here that you can use. They give you. I generally do not like their the questionnaire that I like. Okay. So. The way they have this thing set up is that if your wages are taxable income, even though it is not, okay? So that's why I don't like to use this form. So this form, though, this letter does not mean anything at all. You do not have to respond to this form at all in the first place, okay? So what happens is that after this letter, they will send you this letter, a notice of proposed assessment. It's a tax proposal. You have a right to challenge them, as you see at the top left. It's a notice of the proposing to assess or determine a tax against you. In this case, it was $15,000 for this person, and they give you 60 days from the date of the letter. And this was January 21, 2022, 60 days to protest by March 22nd. 2022 in this case, and they gave you on and this thing, the alleged source of this payments that they, the income that they claim is taxable. If I challenge them, they tell you here is written protest. You have to do it within 60 days. Okay? They tell you the protest to send them to this address by mail or fax. Okay? So here we go. That's what we have this thing. Now, you should challenge them. And yes, you should ask for a hearing within 60 days by certified mail, a proof of timely challenge. Okay? Now, we have not challenged this issue yet, have the occasion to challenge this legality with the state of California. Okay? We'll try one. Promise you that. However, I'm not sure what they will do because California is so corrupt. They just ignore the law. Lawless, totally. The communists, outright. They're not liberal. I am a liberal by true definition. Don't call them liberal. I'm a liberal. I'm a freedom lover. They are communists and lawless. They don't care about the law. They just want power. That's all they want, these crooks. So if you get supposed to get a hearing by telephone, they may not give it to you, rubber stamp, and say, no, you're wrong. Then they go to the California Tax Appeals, which you're supposed to get a trial. And then they are pretty corrupt also. So I don't know if they rule against you or not. We'll be challenged very soon to see how these definitions will uphold in these courts that are corrupt and ignore the law. We'll see. Because what they do, they refer to other cases of 30 years ago, this guy said something similar to yours. So we're going to say you're wrong about his arguments. They will not even discuss the law that you brought up. No discussion. You're just wrong. Because 35 years ago, someone had said something maybe close to yours. But we won't discuss it and see if it's different or not. You know, we're just going to rule against you. That's what they do. So because it's so corrupt, the best thing to do with California is leave that communist republic. Number one best choice is leave. I left them. Over 10 years ago, I saw the state is communist, getting worse and worse and worse, and very expensive to live at, full of smog and traffic, homelessness and crime. Like, that's not for me. If you watch this program, this is not your country anymore. Sorry, you're born and raised there. You saw me there. Sorry, it's not the same place anymore. It's changed, folks. So the best option is to leave, to go maybe a no state income tax state. My favorite ones are Florida, Tennessee, and Texas. Okay, but the other ones are good. I really like South Dakota as well. It's really, if you like cold weather. Okay, so you can do that. Number one. Number two is ask for a hearing, challenge them to give yourself time to leave the state of California, because as you challenge them, guess what? They cannot take anything from you. Eventually, when you leave the state of California, they have no power outside of the state of California to touch your bank account, your paycheck, or anything. Only what you have in California they could take. At that time, it's up to you. If they have any alleged tax debt to California, to pay it or not. But to not just take it from a third party from your bank account or paycheck by force. So the third option, okay, is to, like I said, challenge them, but you probably don't know how to do it right, these arguments, and let us do it, set us precedent on that, because you're going to lose probably. Very likely you're going to lose on your own. I mean, we might lose because they're so corrupt. They're lawless. Okay? So that's not really an option either, okay, because you can just delay them. But it's almost impossible to beat these crooks in the communist, international communist republic of Mexicania. So option four is to go ahead and file and pay California only, file a federal form, get the number, put it on the state of California tax form, and then pay the crooks off. Now, you should know California also has a nasty habit of using any kind of a number they can come up with to tax you if you don't have filed their income tax forms. How they do that is if you have a license for any occupation, contractor, insurance agent, medical doctor, whatever, they'll assume you have that, you made the income of the average person in that category. So if you're an average doctor, maybe you made $180,000 a year, they assume you made $180,000 a year because that's how much the average doctor makes. If you're someone who makes $500,000 or $2 million a year, and they come up with this phony assessment based on the average income of an average doctor, you might say, okay, I'll just pay him that $15,000 they want from me. No big deal. I give a dog a bone because I make a lot more, $500,000 or $2 million. But some of you may have a license you don't even use, like insurance license. I used to have. They came after me back in the early 90s, but I never used a license. I said, doesn't matter. We want the return from you. And they almost sold my car, which the local police has seized. Gave my only thing I had. They almost sold it. Unless I followed the 1040, California 540 form, and I gave them the 250, whatever that was. Oh, that was pretty small. And they got my back, even a car back, even though it was for about a week in the tow yard without paying any tow fees, by the way. So they won that confession form for me. They want you to be a slave. Sorry, if you have family that ties you down in California, I'm sorry, you're kind of in a bad situation. You know, you are temporarily a slave until that situation changes. You're stuck there for that time. But some of you may want to do that. Also, if you have a mortgage in California, they assume you make four times the monthly wage of that mortgage because they say that the average mortgage in California, the person makes four times as much or more. So if you make, let's say, $2,000 a month, they assume you make four times as much or $8,000 a month, $96,000 a year. Here's the bill. Okay, then they want to force you to fill out a form. Okay, so be aware that they're going to be doing that. So that's why the best option, if you can, is to move what many other people like me have done. Leave that common state as soon as you can. Okay, if you work for yourself, a lot of times you can't leave the state. Okay, if an employee, guess what? You're going to get paid less in other states, but your money's worth a lot more. There's lower housing costs, lowering taxes. That means your mechanic, your everybody that you know, your doctor charges less in other states than California. So you have a higher quality of living by leaving that common states, go to one of the no state income tax states, and you will find a job because states with no state income tax are flourishing while it's common states like New York, Massachusetts, and California, Illinois are losing people because they're tired of all this communism that's going on out there. So really, those are your options. And bottom line is, you get to choose, folks. The wonderful thing about America, folks, is we have in America 50 countries, not one country, okay? Having 50 countries means that you can, stay in California or go to Nevada next door, Texas, Florida. Florida had almost no lockdown with corona hoax. New York and California had terrible ones. South Dakota never had one. They all are different countries in this union with different rules. So you have the choice. So with that, folks, I want to tell you this. I love every one of you. I want you to live free. I really do. But I can't make you be free. You have to choose freedom. Bottom line is, folks, I don't have the power to do it for you. You have to choose to do it for yourself if you want to by educating yourself, number one. Go to our website, folks, okay? And regain your power and freedom at freedomlawschool.org. You'll never again voluntarily have to pay. They're Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely guaranteed. And the first five steps are free. Start with seven steps, folks. Okay? There's seven steps. Okay? Follow the law, number one, is step one. Well, step two is stop filing income tax forms. Step three, realize that the IRS is mostly bluff. Step four, take courage from our victories. And five, question authority, folks. These are for free. However, if you choose to have some backup and you want to have a privilege of contributing to restoring freedom in America, you have the option of a lifetime guarantee, okay, by joining the Restore Freedom Plan that's available for you. And you can tell others about it. Step seven, spread the word, and we'd love to pay you for your part as well. So, folks, let the truth set you free, my friends. On your drive home, listen to our videos on your smartphone, put it in your car, hook it up to your audio system of your car, right? Then when you get to lunch or dinner, put it up, watch it, watch the stuff, and really get this in there. I am Morpheus. You are each Neo's, like the movie Matrix. Literally. Wake up the Neo within you to the free. The rabbit hole gets deeper, and you're going to end up being free and powerful as a Neo in Matrix, my friends. Okay, folks, we will get your questions now, and then I'll do the short version of this afterwards as well. As always, I always get to live questions first, okay? And then some of you have sent to me letters in the mail that you got from California. I will go over those, although I give you guys all a heads up about this demand for returns, right? That don't mean nothing. Notice of proposed assessment, those are the ones that you use. You must within 60 days challenge them. Remember that? Remember those. Some of you got these letters. I see them already. Okay? Let's go now to, we have four callers right now waiting. The first one is from area code 949, Orange County. The next one is from area code 561, from Long Beach area, 858 area code. San Diego area, and the 619 area code caller also from San Diego area as well. So most of you from Southern California. I wonder why. Oh, I know why. Because Northern California, San Francisco Bay, has a lot more communists, much more brainwashed for sleep. They're fine with the communism. There's still some freedom lovers in Southern California like you that need to get the heck out of there. Okay, so from America 949, caller, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hey, Paymon, I'm going to use the name Mike today.
Okay.
For privacy reasons, but I'm a longtime listener. I just want to say thank you for Freedom Law School and everything that you've been doing all these years. It's very commendable, and the website's looking amazing. I love all the updates.
Thank you.
So, yeah, and I was previously a member. I had to kind of pause my subscription, and obviously at this point I'm considering re-subscribing. But my situation is, first of all, I'm in a very remote area of California. It's rural. I live on spring water. There's way more trees than people. And so I'm not in a position at the moment to move out of California. And so knowing that, I kind of want to see what your opinion is or what my options are with this intent to offset federal payments for
taxable. Well, you go in
taxable.
And out. Your voice, can you keep your microphone constant? You go in and out. You get so we can hear
yeah.
you better. Please.
Is that any better?
Same distance from the okay, try again. And so you live in the rural area of California, and you get a letter from the FDB that they intend to offset your federal tax refund, correct?
Yes, and so my understanding is that this is only if I file in the future that they're going to take whatever money is owed to me, but I haven't filed in over 10 years. And
mm-hmm.
so I have a couple of specific questions and then more a broad question with regard to this. And the first question is, do they have the ability to steal my vehicle or possess you know, other assets of mine, or is this intent to offset federal payments only give them the authority to take money that would be owed to me if I end up filing a tax return?
The second one. This
okay,
means
so
if you were to file a federal tax return, and if you were owed a refund from the IRS, that refund will be redirected to the California Franchise Tax Board and not you. That is it. No more.
Okay. Well, here's how this is actually affecting me in a much bigger way. The reason is, so I recently put in an application to move to another place very close to where I am now. And apparently this lien showed up, you know, within the last like 30 days. And the landlord that I was attempting to rent from got the ability to see that the state has a lien on my name and basically said, I'm so sorry, I'm going to have to put your application on hold. I'm not sure what this is, or can you please explain this to me? And so now I'm concerned that I'm never going to be able to move, because if any landlord has the ability to look at my records or any public records, they're going to find this and therefore deny me to move into any other place.
That's not so. Okay. You know, the credit reporting agency stopped putting liens on them. I'm surprised how you got that information about any liens on there. I'm curious how you got that. Get a copy of it. So I don't know. This is very odd. But here's the thing. Bottom line is that, look, landlords want to make sure they get paid. So if you have an IRS or state liens and they might downward levy or garnish your wages and you can't pay your rent, they're naturally concerned. Okay? But, you know, most places, the regular credit reports don't do that. So I don't have answers for you. This is one guy. Try a different place. And be positive, Mike. You have this in tendency to look at the negative and not the positive, and then you quit trying. Don't quit trying. Go to another place. He's not the only landlord in America. Okay? And at most, with the landlords, all you got to do is rather than paying 1 month rent deposit, for 2 or 3 months, problem solved. You're not filing a paying income tax anyways, so you have a lot more saved up compared to all these slaves who are paying income tax and are poor. You should have a lot of savings over the decades, 10 years, you have not filed and paid any federal or state income tax, right? So so that's not a problem. You can move out. Okay? What else?
So, I love this location. It's a literally brand new, fully sustainable solar. Like, there's so many amazing aspects to it. So if I were to write this gentleman or call him, and like, what would you do if you were me to explain to him that I'm completely capable of handling the monthly payment? I mean, I appreciate your suggestion.
Mike, I am sorry. I'm not in a business of reading people's minds and make things work exactly the way you want to, just because you want that apartment, the complex has wonderful stuff. Sorry. I'm sorry to tell you, Mike, you have to move to another place maybe. The world is big, folks. Mike, that's really not only a nice place out there. Or expanding horizons, brother. There's a lot more counties and states and homes and apartment complexes. You have to have such a heart like you love her. This is your only girl for you. It's only an apartment complex or a house. There's many more. Just move on. Okay? That's the best thing you need to do. And what you need to do is become a member again, because remember, it used to be we had a flat rate membership under our 7-year welfare package, which was $6,000 a year last year, right? Well, now your membership is only 30% of what you would have paid the swamp. You get to keep 70%, and 30% only is your membership. And a minimum is only $2,000 only. So if you're low income, Mike, like you said, you can join again, and then we can address these things more privately for you, perhaps, in 1 month consultations. but not on this public call. I'm trying to help you with the real stuff. My job is not to get you in that complex. Okay? Go to a different complex.
Is my best advice. Got you. Okay. Last follow-up question is, obviously, we don't know how he discovered this because this I have
him.
Really good credit score.
Ask him.
Okay,
ask
I will.
Ask him and say, copy me. Where'd you get it? Ask him.
Okay, I will. So knowing that, if I do end up looking for a place to live in another state, do you think this type of thing would show up for other landlords in other locations?
It's possible. Just that you could die in a car accident tomorrow, and so could I. Can it happen? Yes, it can.
Okay.
See, you gotta quit thinking
would...
negative. Can it happen, folks? Come on. You know, you think negative, you won't get in the car tomorrow because 50,000 people die in a car every day. It can, but it's extremely unlikely. That's the way you think.
The reason I ask
it's extremely unlikely, as if the roof were to fall on my head or your head, which is possible.
Right, but the reason I ask is because if it is going to keep showing up, then I'm wondering if I need to figure out a way to get rid of it so that I can actually move somewhere.
I don't think so.
So you would just ignore this?
But I don't know what it was. I don't know. That's my best guess. I'll have a 100% guaranteed answer, which I know you want. Folks, sometimes your life is no guarantees. You got to accept that reality, okay? Just move on and try something else. Don't stay on that spot so much, Mike. Let it go. No, I never heard about this from anybody. All these years, you were the first person I've heard in the last 5 years since the credit reporting agencies stopped reporting liens. I've heard that somebody found out you have a lien. How they found that out? I have no idea. So, no, I don't think so. But I cannot guarantee it either. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Paymon.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. Let's go to 516 area code caller. So Mike used to be in Orange County, California, but no longer there, of course. 516 area code, 61 area code caller. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. 561 area code, you're alive, my friend. Are you there?
Are you sure it's not 516? 561, is that what you said?
561, that's you. What's your name?
Oh, sorry. I just changed my phone number. My name is Joey, and I've been 561 for a while, but it's 561516 now. So I was confused.
Yeah,
and
I know.
You were saying California. I'm Florida actually. So I love what you're saying. This is my first time on the call. I am actually a sixth generation Californian that left 12 years ago. I was in Florida the whole time. I am 48 years old. I have not filed taxes in over 20 years. I read Children of the Matrix when it first came out. You are speaking my language. I am so glad that you exist because I knew there was somebody like you out there. So my friends, Kimberly and Richard, Kimberly Wright, put me in touch with you, and I'm just so happy because, my friend, I don't have any money. I'm coming out of a kind of a cluster. I got together with a man who's in the sovereign world who pretends that he knows this kind of stuff. He's got a big platform, and you know, it's just been an explosive relationship. In the middle of both of my parents dying, and I am receiving a sizable inheritance from California. So because I haven't filed my taxes in 20 years, because I live in Florida, I'm moving to Texas or Tennessee. I'm actually in Tennessee right now. You're speaking my language. Like, I loved, you mentioned Florida. I was like, oh gosh, you know, and then you mentioned Texas and Tennessee because those are the two that I'm deciding from. And so I feel like, you know, I'm on the right path, and I have been for a long time. By the way, your associate George was amazing. I had a nice call, the intake call with George, and I'm just so excited. I already had the woman who's in charge of the Florida Assembly, the Florida Juro Assembly, she was on the call in the first little bit, but I think she hung up when she heard California. So I'm plugged into a network. I've been on the news. I've been on Jimmy Kimmel protesting the masks and the vax and the whole thing. Trevor Noah. I'm out there with my picket signs. I will bring you people, okay? I just have no personal money right now, but I am coming into something. So, you know, and having not filed anything for I don't know, give or take 20 years. My mother was deathly afraid that I was going to lose everything when she passed. And, you know, I have a financial advisor that wanted me to get a tax guy. I called you and got George. So I haven't signed up. I have no money at the moment, but, you know, we need to make some moves, payment, because, you know, this relationship, this sovereign fella I was with, you know, I was an idiot. Just, you know, pushing 50 and still looking for love, and I let him put like $50,000 on my credit cards. I'm completely maxed out. I can't even check into a hotel room. I'm camping right now, but I come from some substance and some means. But right now, I don't got shit. So let's not have me in.
You live in Florida. What part of Florida are you at? I'm curious.
Well, I'm not there anymore because I left with this relationship. But I live in Boca Raton area, anywhere between. I was in Lake Worth for 7 years, and then I was in Boca Raton for about 2.5, and then I last lived in Pompano, so, you know, tri-county area. But that relationship,
gotcha,
with this fella who sits down with, like, you know, for him.
Southeast. So you're in Texas,
you know,
now, or Tennessee? Where are you right now?
Well, right now I'm in Tennessee, but I finally figured out what I want to do when I grow up, because I've been studying natural healing for 25 years, and I'm going back to school. I'm going to be a chiropractor. So I was going to move to Texas to do that, but I really love Tennessee, and I know Tennessee's a little freer. I'm also a trained permaculturist, and I want a property off-grid, and I think the building off-grid and alternative building is better in Tennessee than it is Texas. And plus, of course, Texas, you know, I was looking at a chiropractor school that's Paradise, Texas, so it's not near the Mexico border. But I don't know. I know that Tennessee is one of the freest states in the union from this relationship that I was in, you know,
what's your question? What do you
really
got going on? What's in your mind, Joy?
I need help with my estate, because I am getting, you know, I'm getting peanuts. I'm getting, 13 grand in a matter of days. And then I'm getting like 50 grand after that. And then I'm getting somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million. And I haven't filed taxes in, like I said, 20 years. And I know that you will work with us. I can bring you people, but I just need to cover my butt. And I, you know, I don't know what needs to happen first.
Well, you call tomorrow, okay, and speak with Maverick and tell him I asked you to call about you, your situation, and we can discuss the situation later on, because you should get your inheritance all tax-free. It's not a problem. You don't owe any income tax because you're not a citizen or resident of D.C. Yes?
Wow.
It's your money.
Well,
okay.
I don't believe in the satanic agenda. If you know, the IRS is illegal, as you know, I don't have to tell you that. But, you know, I just feel like I'm
so they're not illegal,
the
but they are in the misapplying the law through deception with a partnership of the corrupt mainstream media. They got deceiving, duping people that fill out the football stadiums every weekend and then watch, you know, on TV that it's got to be slaves. That's all. So you are not going to be slaves. You don't want to be a slave. So what else? What other questions do you have, Joey? Because I got two other people waiting to ask questions. Well, what else is on
your mind? Wait. I just needed you to know that I'm coming into this inheritance, and I wanted to make contact. I don't mean to go on and on, but what about the 80,000 IRS armed IRS agents? What is happening with all that?
Well, I covered that topic in my videos, folks. You know, if you go to our website. Okay, and they go under watch, okay, under social media, bottom of that page. And then the social media, go to Odyssey. We like Odyssey better than YouTube, but, you know, Odyssey is honest. Go on to content.
Okay.
So you click on content right there. You go to content, then you look up the topic you want. You look at about 87,000 IRS agents. They're going to put a budget to hire, put 87,000 on there. There it is. Why the IRS will implode, even with 87,000 new agents, short version and long version, of that presentation is right there. There they
great.
Are.
Yeah, I haven't explored your website. I've been traveling, and like I said, I'm camping. I'm just coming into this money, and I was reminded of the phone call, and I jumped on. So thank you so much, Payman.
You're welcome. My pleasure. It's good to hear from you, Joey. All right. Let's go now to another caller. We have from area code 619. You're live, my friend. No, that's not. I'm sorry, 858 area code caller, and then 619 area code caller. You're live, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that me?
Yes, lady. Yes.
Hi. I'm going by the name Jenna.
No problem.
I live in Southern California, and I heard about you on a Stu Peters show. And
very good.
I am just very interested in everything you're talking about, and thank you so much for your just phenomenal way of explaining everything. It just makes so much sense. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But,
my pleasure.
Yes, so I have kind of a unique situation. I mean, they're all unique, but I was working with a friend of mine, and at the beginning of when everything shut down in 2020, and we had a business going, and we had to shut everything down. And then following that, he got sick, and he actually passed away. And I ended up selling, having to sell all of my stock. From when I worked at a big company, I had stock options. So I sold off my stock, and that's what I've been living on for the last year and a half. I've been trying to get my business back up and running, actually a different business. It's been very challenging. And on top of that, my husband left. So I've been really managing everything with my kids and everything.
Wow.
So my question is, and I had to replace a roof and a bunch of other stuff. So it's been a fun ride.
Wow.
But I am 100%, 1,000% patriot. I'm doing a lot of things with groups around the areas and actually in Southern California at large. But I don't want to pay taxes. I don't agree with where they're sending our money. And I need to do whatever I need to do, but I am in California.
Mm. Great news.
I have a daughter.
I got good news for you.
Here.
Hold on. You said you have a home. How much equity do you have in there? How much equity do you have?
Probably about 600.
Oh, 600,000, girl. You come out buy a place cash here. With some land, three-bedroom house for $300,000.
I can't, though. I have a daughter here right now. So
she can't come with you? How old is she?
She's 20. She's going to school, and she's living with me.
Well, in fact, you really ought to come more for her than you, because there's no future for her in that LGBTQ plus satanic comedy state.
I understand that. But
don't even go there. You are not someone who's stuck. With the payment, I work for Google. I make $400,000 a year. I'm stuck with a high-paying job there. I can't get something else like that someplace else. I'm going to stay here. I got my parents and my wife's parents, the husband's parents are all old people. We have to take care of them until they die. I'm stuck here. I have a child who got my ex-husband, and I got a child together who's, you know, 12 and 14-year-old. I can't leave them. I got to be here until they grow up. Those people are stuck, but not you. You've got to go to your heart of a freedom-loving American, the kind of people that left Europe, came across the shore, the Atlantic Ocean, came
really
to America.
It's really not an option for me right at the moment.
Why?
It's just not.
Why?
It just isn't.
You have no money. You're poor. But you're poor. You said you have no income. right? You're losing your savings slowly and surely. So what's going to change?
Well, hopefully I'll start getting some coming in.
I mean, for the last year and a half, you've been trying with all the bad luck you got. Nothing's changed so far. And all you're going to do is drain all your savings, okay? And you're going to be in a worse shape. I know California is a beautiful state. Beautiful land, mountains, beaches. But it's not the only place that's beautiful in America.
No, I understand
or the world.
But I am committed to helping my daughter right now. I can't just leave her here. She can't afford rent.
High helping her.
I'm helping her to have a place to live and just supporting her right now.
She has a place where she's living in Florida for $300,000 cash paid for.
She's going to
school.
That
helps save it more. So that's not an argument. What else? How are you helping her by staying in California?
She's going to school. She's in a program right now until next June.
Program is studying what?
She's at a trade school studying a trade.
What does she want to do when she grows up? When she grows further up, I should say. So what does she want to do?
She's looking at working on race cars.
Okay. So she doesn't intend to be married with children, right?
What's that?
She does not intend to be married with children, correct?
I don't know what her intentions are.
Well, hold on. See, here's the thing I'm telling you. At the other part of a satanic attack on America, freedoms is our family, breaking our family units. You not have heard this from anybody else, but I'll tell you the truth, whether you might initially like it or not, but I'll tell you because I love you, care about you and your daughter. Okay? A man cannot be woman. Woman cannot be a man. And primarily we have roles that God gave us. So woman either, here's what's going to happen to her. She's going to go have a bunch of serial sexual partners, a.k.a. boyfriend. I got a lot of friends. Friends are guys and girls. I can call them boyfriend or girlfriend, but I don't have sex with none of them. So they replace marriage and commitment to raise children together with this so-called boyfriend business. She's going to have a bunch of serial one of those. And it's going to go become a job. After I got my bachelor's and master's, now I got to use it. So she's going to go get a job, be like a man, and then she finds out that this is not so interesting. And, you know, I think I'll let you maybe have children one of these. Oh, but I'm 28 now, or 32. Oh, wow. Men don't want us that old. They want us younger to marry. Oh, men are pigs. I hate men because they always want to go with the younger girl. And so they end up being stuck in a career, no husband, who's a good husband, no children, and their life is, unfortunately, not what they could have had. Get her out of that thing. This career path for girls is what destroys our women, and that's how it destroys families. So she's off the baby-making chain. That's exactly why you want to get out of that. Get her to find a good husband, okay? I'm not saying get the first guy that comes up. No, I'm not saying that. Get her to a place, as opposed to Commons, California, that LGBTQ plus and sexual partners called boyfriends are the norm. See, it's so bad in California. I was in high school at junior. I'll tell you the story. And I had a Mexican-American girl as a junior says she's married. And I thought, that's interesting. I'm from Iran. At age 16, she's married. And then my mom married at age 17, engaged at 16. And my grandma's at age 14 in Iran, back in the old days. That's what humanity did. But now in America, so people look at it like, oh, it's weird. In high school, not getting educated, getting married. But, oh, have sex? No problem. Yeah, these boyfriends, normal.
Okay,
normal
thing.
Fact,
I'm going
to
stop
a
you.
At age 16, his mom
that's
at age
not
16,
where she's at. Okay.
But you know what?
That's not
beautiful.
Where she's at.
But it doesn't matter. She's going the path of a career versus being married with children. Because once the children come, guess what? She has to dump the career. There's no choice. Ask Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife, Maria Shriver, successful Rich Kennedy, broadcaster, all the degrees. And she, when she had kids with Arnold Schwarzenegger, she realized, you know what? You can have a career and at the same time, love and pay attention to your babies. So she said, I realized I got to dump one. I'm going to dump the career that put all the time and money in. And I know nobody told you that before. Sorry about that. But that's the truth. You know, really, that's what I love you and your daughter to tell you this. Because you have all the means to free yourself of that brainwashing of other areas you don't know about. You know, you never knew about this area of destroying families. Your daughter.
I do know all about those
things.
For
my children.
I
for
do
my
know.
Daughters. Then. Why then consider having to come with you into Florida, for example, get a cash paid
because
for $300,000.
She's not going to.
That's her choice. She's
well,
an adult.
It is, and I want to be with her, so that's kind of where it's at.
Okay, well, fine. So besides that, we're hacking up you with California franchise tax board. Not even working. So you have no problem. What's the problem in California you got?
So taxes on the stock I sold.
Okay. How much did you sell? How much did you profit? What year?
In 2022, probably about $150,000.
Have they sent you a letter about it yet?
2022, no.
So 2022, you sold $150,000. Okay. Well, what are you going to do? I give you the options. I cannot tell you which way to go. Because I'm just like I try to tell you what I think is the best way for you to go, and you didn't like it. But I give the choices.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just not an option right now. It's not an option right now for me.
It's not
that
nobody you never you have not considered before.
It's not an option.
I didn't consider that.
Right.
So you can just give it some thought. But as far as that $150,000, you can file an income tax on it or don't. But if they do come after you, California is heavy and penalty and interest also. So you may want to file with a TB if you're going to be there for a long time and just not pay the IRS. That might be the best answer for you. Because,
to do what?
You know, you might file and pay income tax to California just because they are so aggressive and add penalty and interest to it. But
how do I know what that would be?
Mm-hmm.
How do I figure out what just for California is?
I forget what for California is?
The state tax.
You go to TurboTax or the forms, they'll tell you what they would be. You go to some accountant, and the people that tell you, I don't do that stuff. Lots of tax preparers out there, right? Just have one, get one, and they can fill out a form for you if you like. Or if you have the time, just go to the website. They have the instructions already on their website. FTB.ca.gov, I think it's a website, FTB website. What is it? I think it's FTB.gov. Is a website of the California franchise. Yeah, here we go. California FD website is fdb.ca.gov. Yep. They tell you about if you want to figure out the amount on the forms that tell you fill them out, you know, 540 form that, and they help you figure out the numbers.
Okay.
Any other questions?
So that's just like through this. California State.
California Franchise Tax Board. FTB.ca.gov. Anything else I can help you with?
No, I guess not.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Give some consideration and prayer about the ideas that I introduced to you. You probably never heard before. Initially, you rejected. That's okay. I love you.
I have thought about all of those things. There's more to it than just you know, what I've relayed to you. There's more to the story.
Okay.
But
yeah, what you may want to do is a one-on-one private consultation, paid consultation, so we can go over your situation in more detail. If you're such a crossroads, that's why I make myself available for private one-on-one consultations. So if you go to our website, information about it is there on Get Help on the top left. The option available, last one, is to, you know, to do a consultation. Okay, so it's there. Then I can really take my time with you to go over your concerns fully and come up with a more accurate and precise answer. These calls cannot do the job of a full half hour or an hour detailed, slow consultation. I have other callers, but the guy from Erica 619 area code, if I don't get to them, they get tired of waiting, they hang up. So I have to keep it being short so I get the next callers also. So that's why I could not give you more detailed answers. So if you want, that's option available, so we can take our time better and do a better job for you, Jenna. Okay? I love you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Let's
thank
go
you.
To 619 area code caller. You're live, my friend. Please give me your first name. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Aloha, Mr. Paymon. My name is Fred. I actually heard of you guys from Red Pill Expo a couple of years ago. So I appreciate your help.
A couple years ago.
And, in Sioux Falls, I don't remember what state that was. But
okay.
Yeah, I appreciate
very
all
good.
Your work. I appreciate
you're
all your
welcome,
work.
My friend.
Also, I just wanted to
help
add
you.
From just real quick, I just wanted to add about the last call.
Your voice goes in and out. Get close to the microphone, please.
How about
that? Much
okay.
better.
All right. I also just wanted to add a little bit just to that last call with the woman and the and
you're
the
going
daughter.
In and out again. Stay close to the microphone. You want
how
to add
now?
Something? What did you say to the last caller? What did you say?
Oh, I just wanted to say that it's also important as parents that you let your children go and allow them to learn on their own, because if
mm-hmm.
if you're taking care of them up until their
mm-hmm.
adult life, you know, they're not forced
mm-hmm.
to kind of figure things out. And so I'm coming from the same experience as 30-year-old. My parents were really helpful of me, but I wasn't able to figure a lot of things out because I was, you know, I was still living at home and this type of thing. So that's another part of being of growth for your children, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't think living at home is a bad thing, because if you're a smart person, you take advantage of that and appreciate the fact that they're supporting you. You can make something of yourself, you know, so that's necessarily a bad thing. The thing is that what we don't realize, Americans don't realize, that that's corrupted the culture of America so much. If you were in 1800s and talk about LGBT+ stuff, they would say, you're such a crazy wacko to say a man can become a woman and menstruate.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of our youth are brainwashed with that in the government communist school system of communist states like California, that the child believes, well, that's their norm. That's okay. That's their choice. What gender or pronoun they want to be called, because they bombard them with propaganda, okay? And that's why you want every parent out there, I would say, get your child out of there. If a college-age student, you leave, they can come with you or stay. You're supporting them, but you do a better job with a better environment where they still have, you know, the LGBT+ is not something that they think, oh, so wonderful, right? So anyhow, let's pick it back to you, Fred. What is on your mind, my friend?
I have a SoFi bank account, which is an all online bank account, checking account. And recently, as I log in, there's a message here. It says, let's check in on your tax status. I haven't filed taxes since 2020. And it says, we need to quickly collect your W-9 tax certification to make sure your information for tax reporting is correct. And so I ignore that, and then it says, please confirm your tax status. We're required to collect W-99 certification information for your tax reporting. And then if I don't do it, they say that I have to have they may withhold 25% of my of the funds in my savings account. I'm not sure what's going on here. This is interesting.
That's new. I do not have enough sufficient information about that to give you an answer. I would ask you to ask them what law says they must do so.
Okay.
Said that to me. I'm curious to check it out without knowing why they're doing that. What law that says if you don't give them that, they'll withhold 25%. Ask them to show that to you. And then from there, we can start refuting the reliance on the law that's in error. I'm in a long law, or that law doesn't apply. I don't know what it is. I got to see a law first.
Okay. Do you have any information about this W-9 that they're asking about?
Your voice gets up and down. Get close to the microphone, please.
Do you have any information about W-9?
Yes. What about? In fact, we covered that in one of our petitions. We cover W-9s. Actually, we talk about it. If you go to our website and to the seven steps, step five is on petitions, and step five petitions, one of the petitions does cover the W-9 form in there. Let me show you to you down here at the bottom is our petitions, self-employment and 1099 forms. Here it is for self-employment. We talk about this 1099 and W-9 stuff is in here. So let me see what they're like.
Okay.
And on our channel on Odyssey about W-9 also. Let me see, W-9. I'm pretty sure I did one on W-9. I guess, maybe I should do one exactly on W-9. I'll do one. I haven't done one on the W-9 exactly. But again, that will not do any good. This is remember, without knowing what law they're relying upon, there's no way we can refute anything, can we?
Right.
Anything else I can help you with?
Last question about cryptocurrency. As you know, there's going from crypto to fiat.
I can't hear you.
Hold on. How about now?
Better.
Reception's not great here. I'm sorry. So as you know,
are you on a speakerphone or a headset, or are you on a speakerphone?
No, I just the reception here is not good. There's airplanes or something hanging around. So
okay. What you were saying?
But I'll say real quickly, going from crypto to fiat, there's only very few off-ramps, meaning Coinbase. If I was to cash out a big portion of my Coinbase, maybe 100K worth, they say that they're going to report this to the IRS. Is that just a false flag? Same situation with the 1040 and all that kind of stuff?
Well, they may do that, but so what? So what? IRS does not use the W-2 or 1099 information to go after non-filers. You didn't know that? Because you didn't go to my website and check it out. Here's the seven steps. Again, go to step three, folks. You guys got to go to the answers you want on our website. Realize that the IRS is mostly bluff. Okay? Okay? Since 2016, the IRS has deliberately chosen to leave repeat non-filers alone, even if they have 1099 and W-2 information from you. Okay? And the video you see on this page, right, it covers this in 9-minute video. I cover that issue right there. Okay? Let's go to step three a little bit more. Okay? Inside. Okay? And here's the chart I got here. Where's the chart? Yeah. IRS collects about $340 for every filer that files a 1040 tax confession form, but they collect only $2 from every filer that does not file a 1040 tax confession form. And almost all of these non-filers have a W-2 or 1099 that's falsely sent to the IRS about them. So what? There's about 80 million non-filers, because back in 96, IRS said there were 63 million Americans at that time, back then. Okay? And here's a chart I was telling you. Okay? The non-filers used to come after about a million repeat non-filers. back in years 2009 and 2010. Okay? Now that number has crashed back in 2016 to almost, is less than 1,000. Yep. From about 1 million, it's going after repeated non-files, down to, in 2016, less than 1,000. Okay, IRS has deliberately chosen to repeat non-files alone, even though they have that 1099 from Coinbase or Gemini, you know, Kraken on you. So what? Okay?
That is it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, for it's one of the most common questions people have about this whole thing. We're brainwashed with IRS's powerful. See, I'm scaring you. I'm powerful. No, folks. They're not powerful. You are powerful. You just didn't realize it. That's why in our Restore Freedom, what do we say? Regain your power. Regain your power and freedom with education. Ask freedomlawschool.org. You got to, on your drive to and from work, whatever you do, listen to these stuff and reprogram yourself. That's what you got to do. I cannot do it for you. And step three is a very, very common one. Everybody have a problem. They think IRS is such a powerful being. But you got to realize IRS is bluff. They're deceiving you to believe you're weak. And the 1099 that create Coinbase saints, the IRS is going to use against you. They don't. Okay? The media is the one that got you scared of the IRS. IRS is a bunch of incompetents. Okay? And here is the media and corrupt charismatic preachers are the ones that brainwash you to be a slave. Okay? And be afraid as a slave to get a chain off of your neck. Folks, take the chain off. That's it. You have three choices. One, remain a slave. Yep. You remain a slave by doing what? Here it is. I show it to you. Do it to yourself. Because your expert tax advisor, CPA attorney, or accountant bookkeeper says, whoa, IRS will get you if you don't file. Right? That's the thing. They get you scared of you. And then you're downhill from there. You don't need to be afraid of these crooks and criminals. They're bluffing you, and they're falling apart. But I cannot convince you of that or anything. I cannot convince anybody of anything. You are the one who has to convince yourself. So when you go, for example, you see step three, you see stuff like this, that I'll show you this other chart you like, that the Senator Henry Belmont said in 1969 that in a recent conversation with an official of the IRS, I was amazed when he told me if the taxpayers of this country ever discover that the IRS operates a 9% bluff, the entire system will collapse. That was in 1969, folks. They're in far worse shape than they were in 1969, okay? How about this other chart? Oh, look at that. This is a taxpayer advocate. So look at that. This is IRS's collections, forced seizures of bank accounts and paychecks. Okay? Here, they were about $3.7 million back in 2010-11. And look how much it's crashed down. Okay? To about $300,000. Over 90% drop. Over 90% drop in IRS levies. This is an organization you're afraid of. The only reason you're afraid of them, because you have not regained your power. You have not listened to level one, to Freedom Law School, on your drive, to and from work, listen to music or talk radio when you drive someplace, shopping or school or work. You want to be free. You want to be not a slave. Take the chain off. Then educate yourself. It's free at freedomlawschool.org. All right, let's put the call number one more time on the screen. I'll take a couple more calls. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer it for you. Here it goes, 657-383-1755 on your telephone keypad. Press 1, and I'll take a question right now. 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, press 1. And I'll take a question right now. Looks like we have two callers right now. One from area code 949 and one from area code 214. And another call from area code 919. Okay, we got more people, so hang in there. Let's see. The first caller is from area code 949, 500 prefix. Please go ahead, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Oh, hi, Paymon. This is Samantha. And I love what you're saying on this call this evening. This is my first call. And I, too, connected with George in your office, and he is amazing. So just want to congratulate you on George because he's so patient and so knowledgeable and so helpful. And, we're going to continue on communicating. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm just
all let George have a good job he's doing.
He is doing a great job.
How'd you hear how'd you come across us, by the way, Samantha?
Actually, someone that was on one of your previous shows pointed me to your website. That's how I came across it.
On my previous presentations, I almost never have someone on my program. It's usually me in a monologue and share some stuff with you on the internet.
Well, someone that I know had heard about you somewhere, and they directed me to your website.
Oh, a friend.
So
okay, a friend told you about it. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
A friend. So I'm not sure how exactly they learned about you, but they just said, oh, you got to take a look at this website because blah, 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 blah. So that's what I did, and that I called in because after I watched a few of your videos and I called into your office and I was connected with George, and he's amazing. So also, I'm from the Kami state of California, and I'm happy to report that I left California in 2020. I've had enough, and I relocated to the great state of Florida. I'm in southern Florida, and I love it. I do miss California and the climate. I'm not going to lie, because I'm from Orange County, Newport Beach specifically, which is really beautiful. But I left. But I love what you're saying here. I, too, divorced the IRS 10 years ago. I have stopped filing, and I'm in private business. I have a business, and I'm a little bit concerned because, for example, when you're making a certain amount of money and you're putting a certain amount of money through the banks, have some of your customers receive letters where out of the blue, they just receive a random letter saying, oh, Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so, we've noticed that you have not filed with us or you have not followed the rule of law for 10 years, blah, 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 blah. So we invite you to take care of this, blah, blah, blah. Has that happened?
Look, anything can happen. The roof could fall on my head tomorrow and yours. The question is not what something can happen, but how likely is it to happen. So you understand the difference there? 50,000 people die in a car accident every day, every year, but you take a risk every year because it can, but it can happen. You can die tomorrow in a car accident, so can I. So it's very unlikely. And this is what I just covered. I'm going to cover again on our website. This chart right here. This is a report from the Treasury, Inspector General for Tax Administration, okay, TICTA, that came out in September 2017, that essentially said IRS has deliberately chosen to leave income tax non-files alone. They were critical of the IRS. Why you are repeating non-repeat non-files like you, Samantha, alone? And on this figure six, on the right here, it's all right there. This tells the whole story. This chart shows from 2009, 2016, it used to come after non-files a lot, about a million, with some kind of a letter like yours. You used to send about a million of those letters to people, which, by the way, even those letters meant nothing. They were just scary letters. They had no teeth. They were dumb, computer-generated letters written cleverly to scare you. Here's the IRS. Be afraid. Okay?
Right.
And now,
right.
Not even doing those. See? Look at the chart. Look at 2016. The difference between this blue line on top right here and the bar on the bottom, that's the number of non-files that came after. The blue bar line on top and the bar at the bottom. It crashed down to near zero. You can't even see that on this map. Coming after repeat non-filers. So you are just fine. That was extremely unlikely for them to come after you, as you see it for yourself, by the way. Right?
Right, right. Yeah.
I mean, you proved.
Okay.
For 10 years, you've divorced the IRS. How many letters you got from the IRS? None, looks like. I mean, look at this.
Yeah,
you know,
I haven't
received it. Here it is. I mean, there were 63 million non-filers back in 1996. So extrapolate with population growth. It's around 20 million right now and growing because of us. Is there 80 million Americans in prison? Because they don't file confession forms? Or have their paycheck and bank account seized by the IRS? And the documents that proof is right, you can see it right there. Everything I'm saying is documented with their own documentation. There it is. It's all there. You can see it for yourself. Don't have to believe me at all or saying anything to you at all. All right?
Right.
Any
right.
other questions?
And then no more questions, mm-hmm. but I have a comment to say to your previous caller, Fred. I've been involved and invested in cryptocurrencies for 8 years now. I've done pretty well with it. With cryptos in general, and I would just recommend that he not deal with Coinbase because they are crooked. I know I've had bad experiences with Coinbase, and I left them in 2017. But I encourage your listener Fred to offload his crypto in small increments of like 10,000. Number one, so that they don't freeze up his coins. Number two, just to be conservative in the offload method, okay? It's still going to send off, you know, obviously reporting to the IRS, but like you said, who cares? But also to look, Fred can also look for private licensed brokers that are now in the coin business that help to unload and offload cryptos back and forth so that he doesn't have to deal with schmucks like Coinbase.
Great. In fact, tell us about it. I'd like to know about the sources because whether it's Kraken, Gemini, Coinbase, any of these crypto exchanges which have become institutions and become corrupted, I'm very interested in knowing about these alternative sources to tell other people. So please call George tomorrow and ask for somebody that's more crypto-oriented besides him. He puts you in touch with the crypto people we got here to give us more of that information because I definitely want to look into what you're saying. Thank you for letting us know about that.
Yes. Because I've been working with private brokers since 2017 after I left Coinbase after they froze up my own account for 30 days with no explanation, even though my KYC was in place for a long time, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had to have my lawyer write them a nasty letter and threaten them, and then they released my coins. Okay, so Coinbase, because they are the number one exchange in the U.S., they don't deal fairly with the customers, especially when you have larger amounts.
Mm-hmm.
They don't bother
right.
you if you have $1,000. They bother you when you have $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 in there. That's the problem.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. And Kraken and Gemini, they're all the same. Okay. And by the way, those are centralized exchanges. It's important for anybody that's in crypto that's listening, go to decentralized wallets like Exodus or Trust Wallet or, for example, Atomic Wallet. Look at those and do your exchanges in different ways and don't look to Coinbase because they're crooked as hell. They're in bed with Washington, D.C.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and you know, the other thing is that there are people looking to buy crypto also. So, in fact, one of the things I thought about doing, but all this crypto exchanges like Coinbase, guess what? They don't have to do it at all. They don't have to do all this. None of this. They have to do any of this stuff they do. Okay, I can help them. If, right. crypto, if you know some crypto exchange or someone wants to start one up and do without any KYC, let me know. I can have them do it. No 1099 nobody, because I know the law. The law that the state applies only to citizens and residents of D.C. and federal workers and contractors. But I got to find some small exchange who wants to become bigger than Coinbase by not doing any nonsense KYC.
Okay, so Paymon, you asked the right person because there's a small exchange right there in Woodland Hills, Los Angeles, East Los Angeles area, and it's called Dinara.com. D as in David, I, N like in Nancy, A, R like in Robert, A, Dinara, like the dinar, the Iraqi dinar, mm-hmm. but it's Dinara. .com.
Okay.
And you want to reach out to Wally, W-A-L-L-Y. You want to call their phone number on the website and ask for Wally and tell him that you're referred to him.
Talk about it privately afterwards. I don't want to rush you. I want to get other people's questions answered also, but I definitely want to talk to you some more. So when you call, tell them I ask you to talk to my crypto people, knowledgeable people. And then they'll put you on me on the phone after you talk to them also, because I want to find out more about this. I'm glad you called. I definitely want to learn from you because I learn from everybody, folks. Okay? I want to learn from everybody. So let's do that. But let me get your questions answered before I got to get other people waiting also to get their questions
answered.
I'm
finished, sir. Thank you so much. I'm good.
Thank you for your love and sharing that information with us. Speaking of Samantha, I really appreciate you doing that. That's very kind of you. And I appreciate the people like you who are willing to take the time to educate themselves and educate others. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have, let's see, we have area code 21 for area code caller, followed by the call from area code 919. All right. Let's go to area code 214 caller. Tell me how you heard about us, your first name, and then your question, please.
Hi, Paymon. My name is Joy, and I've actually been following you since 2007. We went to one of the conferences you were at in Dallas.
Wow. Okay.
And, long time. Last time we quit filing in 2003. My general question, I'm not in California, but it's in regard to the W-9. We work with a lot of we take care of foster dogs and help get them adopted. And our local Humane Society is asking me to complete a W-9 to receive my payment from them. And I know that doesn't apply to me. So my general question is just kind of, would you just maybe submit some kind of a letter or an affidavit back to them asking, why are y'all requiring me to fill out this W-9? It doesn't apply to me, and here's why, or how would you handle that?
Well, that's a very good point. In fact, right now, one of my projects this year is to get that W-9 letter completely done and put on our website for free. I got a letter. I've written it. I use it for our students. I've been so busy to put it on our website. I'll call my office and talk to Benny about getting that W-9 letter on our website someplace. I got to put it up. I think, did I put it up there? Maybe we did. Let me see. I don't think we did that yet, but I got something about W-9, how it doesn't apply to you. I do have the letter. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll put it on my website as soon as possible. You bug me, call us and remind us, okay? We'll get that up there about W-9 issue. Because we got some letters
to
fight back.
They're saying they're going to withhold 24%.
I don't want to put stuff up there without it be properly organized in a proper place.
Right.
Fine. And really with directions. Because then people call me back about, well, how about this and how about that? I got to make sure I have all the contingencies thought through properly before I put it out there. So, but thanks for the reminder. I appreciate that, John. Any other questions?
Yes. And thank you. Well, the only other thing I want to tell you is thank you for making some other plan options available now. We will be signing up with you because now you've made it affordable for us. So I appreciate that.
You are more welcome. In fact, that's one that, tell you something, what led me to do that? I tell you what led me to do that. What led me to do that is when I realized IRS's bluff. much more than I even realized, okay? What happened is this. I'll tell you guys the truth, okay? IRS can hear it all they want. They can't do nothing about it. Here's the truth. When I came across this report right here from Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, okay, that basically says in 2017, it said IRS has deliberately chosen to leave non-filers alone. I saw this chart right here. Was that, wow, that's incredible. They are so broken down. They're leaving non-filers alone. There it is. There's, look at that chart. In 2016, only less than 1,000 non-filers that came after. 25,000 minus 24,000. I thought, that's coming. No wonder I'm not getting people calling me about IRS problems like I used to. Back in the 90s, 2000 years, people used to call me, send me paperwork about, I got this IRS problem, that IRS problem. So I'd have to charge a minimum amount. So now I can charge a lot less for low-income people. And again, high-income people that want more protection, because they need more protection, they pay more.
Right.
But it's always 30% roughly of what you would have paid the criminals in D.C., but you get to keep 70% of it, the bulk of it.
And I'd much rather pay it to you.
Thank
in
you
the work
for
that
honoring
you're
me
doing
and trusting me than paying this criminal. Thank you, Joy. All right?
Thank you,
Payne. Anything else I can help you with, Joy? Is that it?
No, sir. That's it. Just continue the good work. I love it.
Thank you, Joy.
You're amazing.
I appreciate your love and support. Love you, girl. Thank you for calling. Let's go to 91 area code. Caller, you're live, my friend. How did you hear about us? Your first name and then your question, please. Jamaica 919, my friend, you're there live with Freedom Law School. Okay, we don't hear you, Erica 919, Erica call. Okay, let's go to another caller as we got. Let's put the number on the screen one more time. If you have a question, folks, I'm still here for you. Okay, call 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. I will take your question right now. 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, press now. I'll take your question right now. And let's see. We don't have a call right now. We, Erica 214, a new one. And we already got 214. That was Joy. Okay, 919, Erica, okay. Maybe he's back. Erica 911,
hey.
Erica's calling. You're there, okay. What's your name?
Hey, Paymon, it's Dave. Sorry, I got disconnected when I joined before.
Okay, no problem. And how did you hear about us?
I think it was in follow-up research after I saw Freedom to Fascism way back in the day. And then I caught you on YouTube back when you were on YouTube every now and again, off and on over the years. It wasn't until 2019 that I started to look into your position a little more deeply.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good, my friend. And what is on your mind right now?
Well, I'm a repeat non-filer since I think around 2012. I've had various back and forths with the IRS over that time frame, as well as the state revenue agency. I sent my congressional representatives the petition back in 2022. Subsequently, I believe I was assigned to a private collection agency.
Okay. Hello, are you there? So your account was given to a toothless private collection agency. And why was that done? Because IRS has fallen apart. They are so bad. Here it is. IRS, you know, is even repeat not filers, people that even owe the IRS. They're 9% drop in IRS collections. Look at that chart. People have filed. They cannot collect it. They're so horribly incompetent. So they give the case to a toothless private collection agency that hopefully may convince you to get a few dollars out of you. All right? Let me try one against 9-1. Let me try one more time. No. Yeah, let me say one more time. You see now? Went away. Okay. Let's try one more time. You're back again, Dave. Go ahead. So you were saying?
Doff, but maybe you could tell me.
They gave you, I heard you until you said they gave you a case to a private collection agency. That's the last I heard from you.
Right. And I got calls from them. I sent them a letter, which they didn't respond, and I've ignored the calls.
Mm-hmm.
But I recently got a notice to file for 2018 from the state revenue agency, and I was just wondering what your approach
what
would
state?
Be.
What
given
state?
That.
What state?
North Carolina.
Okay. Right. Yep. North Carolina is one of the more aggressive state income tax agency states. So what is your question, rest of your question?
What would your approach be, given the background, if you
right
were to receive a notice?
Right now, ignore them, but at some point we write a letter to them. What I got to do, folks, for my projects is put all the state tax laws of these states that follow the federal law and and forms like California you saw, put them on our website and then chart, you know, and letters for these agencies when you challenge them. Okay. Right now, for example, I got a state. I won't name the state. State agency that came after this guy for some license. They say he had made this income. So we told him, look, your state, here's your state law, follows the federal law. Federal law means I'm not required to file a federal tax return. Therefore, don't have to file the state tax return. We went for a hearing, and then we filed a motion for summary judgment, and it's been like 9 months, and they don't know what to do with it. They're sitting on it. They don't know what to do because we're gonna kaboosh the whole state tax system. So just leaving the guy alone for right now. So I got to do that for more states, but I don't have an answer for you right now on North Carolina, except when they send you a proposed assessment, 5 days to ask for a hearing. You should ask for a hearing and challenge them at that time.
Okay. I did send them a letter. Because they said they would send a notice of assessment in if I didn't respond in 30 days. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, my letter kind of mirrored what you said. I basically disputed the accuracy of the information returns they were basing the requirement to file on, and I asked them to provide evidence of a consent to engage in an activity that was effectively connected to a trade or business, and kind of left it at that.
Okay.
And
the ball's in their courts. Right now, there's nothing more you can or need to do.
I'm assuming they're going to come back with a notice of assessment or something like that. You know, it's interesting that the one of the papers they had, it said, you know, you can't just send us an explanation. You have to provide documentation. But I sent an affidavit saying that under penalties of perjury, the accuracy of the returns are hereby refuted. And that's my documentation. I don't feel like I need to provide any other documentation.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts
Let's
on that?
Let's see if there's any sign of intelligent life in the North Carolina Department of Revenue.
You doubt it.
You got intelligent people actually read and think, oh, I have some education, some intelligence, and can think. Just hire people a bunch off the street, fill up the position, you know. That's what they do.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. I cannot predict the next step. Beyond what you've done already and what I've shared with you, my friend.
Well, it sounds like I would have done what you recommended anyway, so it gives me a little bit of
peace of
mind.
You're doing fine. What you do seems okay. Let's see what happens.
I'll keep you up to date.
Sounds good, Dave. I look forward to it, my friend. Let's go.
All right,
we have one. You are most welcome, Dave. My pleasure. We have one more caller from me, because 586. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello. I'm Natalie. I'm from Michigan.
Hello, Natalie.
I found you about 6 months ago just online by looking.
Mm-hmm.
Stumbled upon you.
Where was it that you find us online?
Just doing a search. Probably on Odyssey, maybe.
Very good. Very good. You're Odyssey. Great, great platform. Very good.
Yeah. Better than YouTube.
Yeah, that's for sure. The free one, that's right. And how may I help you?
Yeah, I'm one of those 1%ers that have to file taxes because I'm a former government employee. And
you get a pension?
I do, a small pension.
How much a month?
Just a little under 2,000.
IRS or state?
That's my pension.
Yeah, is it come from the federal government or state government?
Oh yeah, the federal government.
Okay, then you pay income tax on that. All right, but nothing else. What else?
Yeah, well, my question is, I paid what I owed in April, but I filed an extension, so I actually haven't filed my 1040 yet. I have to do that as of the 15th of next month.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that I have cashed out all my investments, and I was getting hit really hard with capital gains taxes. And my tax guy talked me into just going ahead and paying it, and it was a significant amount. My question is there a way that I don't have to file a 1040 next month? I really don't want to put that noose around my neck, but I'm not sure what my other options are, since by law I'm required to file since I get a federal pension.
Well,
so,
what you filed, yeah, besides that, do you get anything else?
No.
Is that all you get is federal pension, or do you have other sources of income besides that?
No, that's my whole income.
Then you have to file and pay income tax on that.
Right. But
you can tell other people to join us, enjoy our program, and join other people, and get paid for being a freedom seeker that liberates others. When you liberate others by telling about us, we can pay you, compensate you, and get you a better livelihood than just on $2,000 a month. You see, if you spread the word to other people, share this with your friends, family, colleagues, right? Say, guess what? This is the solution for you've been looking for. So, and all the money you get, reward you get from telling others about the Restore Freedom Plan we have, by telling the truth, is yours to keep tax-free.
At this point, I'm not sure what I need to do next month, whether I can – I was told I could file a different form, although I don't remember what that form is. And I'm not sure what the money is – what's going to happen with the money I paid. I mean, I don't really expect the IRS to send me a check back for overpayment. Because
no, they do.
I pay taxes.
They do.
The capital.
If you have, let's say, you on your $24,000 a year you made roughly, and you had, let's say, $5,000 of withholding, and they took $2,000 too much from your pay, they'll give it back to you when you file that 1040 form.
It's a lot more than $2,000. I owed almost close to $100,000 in taxes because of capital gains.
Nah, you didn't tell me about that part. That makes a big difference.
I thought I owed a significant amount.
From what? From not from your pension. How much did you make from the capital gains in 2022?
I sold all my investments, and that's what I was getting hit with capital gains because I sold all my investments.
How much was the investment? $20,000, $20 million, $2 million, how much was it about?
I don't remember the exact amount. I sent all
numbers.
The paperwork to your guy back in April.
Rough numbers. I wanted $200,000, $2 million, $20 million, $200 million. Yeah, some idea, don't you? Between $100,000 to $300,000, between $700,000 to $1 million. Can you give a rough number what you're dealing with?
Rough number, probably close to $1 million.
Okay, there you go. So what you do is this. You file a 1040 NR as a non-resident alien with respect to Washington, D.C. Okay, I'll show that to you. On the pension money that you got, because that is, after all, what you got to pay income tax for that. Because you are a non-resident alien, okay? So let me put it on the screen for you. Here we go. Here it is. About the Form 1040 NR as a non-resident of the District of Columbia. Remember, you don't reside in D.C., and you're alien to Washington, D.C., okay? So here's a form of the instructions for 1040 NR, okay? So let me go back to that page. Okay.
I'm watching the TV.
If you were a non-resident alien engaged in a trade or business in the United States, which is you, you are a non-resident of Washington, D.C., performing functions of public office. Put that $2,000 a month and that's it. Okay, so let's look it up right now. For example, I'm going to definitions, what's a non-resident alien? Okay, I'm going to go down under section 7701, definition. There's a part about he is a United States person. You know, yeah, we know what that is. A citizen or resident of District of Columbia. And then what is one? You go down a little bit farther on the non-resident alien. Where was that at? I don't know. Let's see. So that is someone that's not a, where is that? Let me get down. I don't have that one memorized like I do the other one. Here we go. Definition of resident alien and non-resident alien, right? So let's go down to non-resident alien. An individual is a non-resident alien if such individual is neither a citizen of the United States nor a resident of the United States, which means the District of Columbia. So you're not a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia, but you did, or you were involved in a trade or business, because trade or business is performance of the function of a public office. There it is. See, it's all right there. They follow the law. They don't just tell you the definition. They don't tell you what gender-affirming care means. You think, that just sounds good to me. Gender-affirming care is wonderful. I'm for affirming a gender of people, and I'm affirming it, right? And I'm for care. That's what they talk about. It's the opposite. Okay? So on your $1 million, you're paying this much income tax. Does that help you?
Well, I had paid back in April when it was due. I believe it was the 18th this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid the full amount that I would have owed, what the 1040 said I owed. So what happens to all that overpayment? I mean, is the IRS really going
to
send me that money back?
There's no way you can get that money back. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I wish you'd contacted us sooner.
I did.
I would have had you not send that check out. is the only way you get that money back is by filing it. And get zeroed out, maybe, perhaps.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, should I just go ahead and file the 1040 since I've already paid?
If you want. That might be, if you want less hassle fee, because you feel probably safer that way. As long as your accountant, you know, God, the cost basis of everything really, really good. You know, or you cannot file at all. You know, and that might leave you alone anyhow, probably. Because they'll leave you non-filed alone anyways. Remember, on our website, I showed you this chart. Where are they at? Here we go. I think it's this one we had on here. Nope, it's on here. I got to go. Step three. Here we go. Everything's organized on our website, folks. The IRS leaving non-filers alone anyway. There's like 80 million non-filers. So, you know.
That's what I was figuring, that I could just not file.
Yep. You have to file it all.
Hmm. Okay. I also thought maybe, you know, that the money, the overpayment I made, it could go towards taxes I would owe in the future on the pension, the government pension.
It could go towards, you know, whatever potentially could be down the road, yes.
Yeah, but it's still best not to file at all. I really don't want to put that noose around my neck.
Yeah, I know. Because the audit filers, if the audit you, it's going to be the filer, not the non-filer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they already have their money, so they should leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Very likely, yeah. Well, look at this. I have this on our website, I have this other chart that shows what? Another report, IRS refused to go after extremely rich non-filers. You know, they got people that owe the IRS about $100 million each, and they're recommended to go after by the auditors, and IRS refused to commit to go after them. Because IRS, these guys owe a lot more than you, $100 million each, right? And they haven't paid him. He gets zero for you, so you're fine. Okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that I followed the law because, you know, I heard about this this IRS, former IRS agent actually going to law because she didn't, going to jail because she didn't follow the law.
You talking about Sherry Peel Jackson that didn't listen to me, the black lady?
Yes, I believe that was her.
Yep. Back in 2000, it was 2000. I told her, 2001 I think it was. I told her, Sherry, come work with me and other people at the top of the movement, like Joe Bannister, who know this stuff. You get together and learn from each other. But she declined my offer. She wasn't preparing.
Yeah, that's my only fear, is if I don't file, they could use that as an excuse to come after me.
Well, yeah, I know, but you see, they don't, and we protect you with our petitions. See, our petitions protect you. This is step five. It's very critical, okay? See, you write your Congress members, and you file a pay income tax only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income taxes. See, this way, safely, you can free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. So, you look at these petitions, okay, that we got here. I bring one of them up, for example, on the individual income tax. Okay? So, here you see in the petitions that we write to all three of them, we ask them to investigate the unlawful collection of individual income taxes of people in 50 states, right? And at the end of this letter, before the laws are attached, we may, after extending all the laws, we have this very humble statement, okay? We say that if it'll make it bigger for you to see, to be able to read it. This is very important. So if by reading this letter was officially published in Toronto Revenue Code and Code of Federal Regulations Section, Supreme Court cases, and U.S. Constitution Court attached, you can show me that I have somehow misinterpreted these statutes, regulations, or U.S. Supreme Court decisions, and that I do owe federal income taxes, I will gladly pay all taxes due and will consider such payment to be my fair share. There it is. So with that, they can say, you cheated, you hid. They'll be real upfront about it. And everything here is backed up by either all the laws that we're quoting are listed here and attached. So you are perfectly safe. You will stop paying the crooks any more than you have to, my lady. Okay? And you guess Natalie?
Okay, just... Yeah, it's just
I cannot
that
hear you.
I
can
do,
you speak up?
I just said I do have to pay taxes since I'm a former government employee.
On that
and I'm
$2,000 a month, yes. On that $2,000 a month, correct.
And where could I find someone that knows how to fill out a 1040 NT?
NR.
Okay.
The form's online. You can do it. If you become a member, we'll help you with that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. The 1040 NR is right here now on my screen. You'll see it. There it is. There's a form. There it is. So just... You know, the instructions are there. You have a very simple case. You know, so it'll be easy. You're free to fill that out.
And
remember, the foreign country name is, in your case, what state do you live in?
Michigan.
Foreign province, state, county is Michigan. Okay? Foreign postal zone is your zip code. Okay? So there it is. Income effectively connected with U.S. trade or business. That's for you. Okay.
And how do I become a member?
Call our office tomorrow, and any of my activists will help you. 813-444-4800. I'll show you also right now that what you do, you go under our plans. On the Restore Freedom Plan, okay, you scroll down, and after the overview of the plan, okay, there is the calculate your contribution rate, okay, so click on that bar, golden bar, calculate your contribution rate, and this comes up. Okay, we got to make this a little bigger, guys. Okay, you put on here 2022 marital status would be, for example, in your case, you know, single, or are you married or single, by the way?
Single.
Single. Employment income, in your case, let's see, you have zero. Let's see, you put zero on there. Net business profits, zero. Taxes already withheld or paid, you put that number in there. I'm going to put 100, what, how much you paying? 200,000? How much you paying them already?
Just under 100,000.
We just put 100,000 on there. Depends on H60, I assume probably zero. You have any other income? Yes, you do. In your case, you do. Okay? So retirement income. You have pension income, okay, of 2,000. And you have capital gains. Short-term or long-term was it, this $1 million?
Mostly long-term.
Long-term. We're going to put $900,000 long-term and $100,000 short-term. Does that sound about right?
Yes, probably.
Okay. Interest and dividends are how much about? Zero or $5,000 or $20,000? How much would that be about?
Oh, geez, I can't remember.
Or rough it, rough numbers. We don't need to be that accurate. The system is meant to be rough, not exact.
You mean like what I have in a bank?
No, how much you got paid. These numbers do not need, they just round them with the nearest, you know, 5,000 would be fine.
Interest. I'm not sure what interest.
Well, I'll put zero for right now, just as an example, okay? These are, let's put it zero, okay? And dividend and distributions, let's suppose that was like maybe, you got maybe, let's say, 10,000, okay? Just to get put a number in there. You get Social Security?
No.
No zero, okay? So here we are. In your case, you'd otherwise pay the swamp DC swamp $69,000. Your savings from income, U.S. income tax is $48,000, and your membership contribution rate is $21,000, based upon the numbers you gave us. And then you proceed to application, and the bar right there, go forward from there. Well, this is just an example. Very simple. And you have a little bit more context than more people anyhow. Most people do not have this bottom thing part. You know what you do. So you fill it out, and then you follow the directions there. Proceed to application, fill it out, and email it to us, like the cash to mail or crypto or gold, and call us any question, if you're not sure. Call us, 813-444-4800. We'll help you with any questions or help you with this process. Okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your time.
You are most welcome, Natalie. Thanks for calling. One more time, folks. We're going to put the number on the screen. Anybody with a question? There it is. Okay. The number to call is 657-383-1755. And on your keyboard, press 1. I'll take your question right now. 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keyboard, press 1. And I will take your question now. All right. Looks like we have no more callers. Very good. I will be in Miami area, the Reawaken America Tour, folks, coming up October 13th and 14th. So if you want to meet me in person, my friend, and that's the place to be. Reawaken America Tour, it's a great event. A lot of great speakers I got. Okay. Let me show you on our website. Here it is, Reawaken America Tour. ThriveTimeShow.com is a website. The admission is very low price. They are going to be in Miami, the 13th and 14th. There it is. Okay. So come down there, folks, and meet a lot of great speakers. It's going to be near Donald Trump's and Mar-a-Lago. So I hope to meet you all in person someday soon. I hope we can get together, folks, and together work to restore freedom in America. We are much more powerful together as a whole than alone by ourselves. Okay? Let's have it happen together. No more money for the swamp in D.C. No more voluntarily giving your enemies money. Keep your money 100%. It's your money. You have a right to it. And your family needs it. You and your family need the money. Keep it 100%. You can do it on your own if we have this stuff on our website. Now, if you want to join our Restore Freedom Plan, like the Founding Fathers of America, the new Founding Fathers, the option available with the Restore Freedom Plan, and we'll give you 100% guarantee you will not go to prison, or IRS will not take any of your money whatsoever. Otherwise, we'll reimburse you in full. But with that, folks, the ball is in your court. It is set. That people suffer for lack of knowledge. And the answer is, seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Again, I sound like a broken record. On your drive to and from work or shopping, whatever you do, listen to our videos. Step 1, step 2, 3. Watch them and you understand for yourself, empower yourself, and the rest will be history. You'll be take the chain off after a free man or woman first, and you'll join us to America, have it all be a free country once again. Good night. Okay.